There's another call for the FBI to clarify its relationship with a reputed Boston mobster, and it's not about accused Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger. It's about Mark Rossetti, a 52-year-old East Boston man indicted last year on charges he ran a large criminal enterprise. Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, ranking member on the Judiciary Committee, has sent a letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller. In it, Grassley demands answers about the FBI's use of Rossetti as a confidential informant, a fact that has been confirmed by WBUR. When we spoke with Grassley, we asked him why he's looking into the relationship.
First of all, I think that we have to make sure that the FBI conducts itself in a proper manner. And when they're dealing with people of the underworld, I think we ought to know everything about it we can, get all this information. It's part of my constitutional responsibilities of oversight. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Senator, do you think the FBI has just plain lied about its relationship with Mr. Rossetti?
It's a fact that they lied in the case of their first insinuation and denial to the Massachusetts State Police that they were not working with Rossetti. But I think more importantly than that is the fact that Rossetti is such a scoundrel. Why would the FBI want to be working with somebody that's connected with all the violations of law and murder that Rossetti's connected with?
Senator, in talking about the Rossetti case, you referred to Whitey Bulger. Do you think that we don't know yet about how many instances like this there are across the U.S., the FBI working with underworld members?
Well, we don't know, and doesn't it raise some question about the legitimacy of the FBI doing this in the first place?
Well, I guess that would be my question to you, does it?
Yes, it does, and that's why. But most of all, I think in my responsibilities to make sure that laws are faithfully executed by the executive branch of government, we need to have answers to these questions and then make a determination from the standpoint of whether or not this needs to be done from time to time.
Senator, there's a push from Massachusetts to increase congressional oversight of the use of informants. Congressman Stephen Lynch from Boston has proposed legislation to require law enforcement agencies to report on crimes committed by informants while they're working with agencies. Do you think that's something you would support?
Oh, of course I would. Now, I would support it from the standpoint that maybe if there is a legitimacy for the FBI to work with people like that, that it would be secured information until there are arrests and prosecutions, but the extent to which that's done, it ought to be out for the public knowledge.
I'm wondering if you are generally opposed to the use of confidential informants by law enforcement officials. They have been used for many years, but in certain instances, such as the ones we're citing, they have been problematic.
I think it's one thing to deal with people that are maybe from the underworld to some extent, but the extent to which they're involved in murder and trafficking and drugs and stuff that are really, really bad, I think there ought to be more questioning about that than people that are maybe just more minor offenses. I'll bet there's not a very consistent policy, and such a policy ought to be a matter of public record, and it ought to be followed very closely with very few exceptions, and there ought to be some public reporting to the Congress those exceptions and keep us informed.
Senator Chuck Grassley, thank you very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, too.
WBUR asked the FBI to comment on Senator Grassley's concerns. The FBI would say only that it had received his letter and will respond appropriately. An FBI spokeswoman could not say when that response might come.